A 1,500-pound iceberg plucked from Mendenhall Lake last week is on its way to Washington, D.C. for this month's USA Science and Engineering Festival. The Juneau Economic Development Council, along with the Army's Cold Regions Research and Engineering Laboratory, will have a booth at the event called Alaska's Cool Cryosphere. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
It's not every day that a fish plant, even one in Alaska, gets a 1,500-pound delivery of glacier ice.
That's a first. We do a lot of halibut, not quite that size. Our halibut totes weigh about 1,600 pounds, but no, that's the biggest piece of ice we've had in here.
Eric Norman is general manager of Taku Smokeries. The plant offered to help the Juneau Economic Development Council package up the iceberg and ship it to Seattle before its trip to Washington, D.C. First, they used a chainsaw to cut it down to size.
This is the first for that, too. We were thinking of doing some ice sculpting, but we'll leave it intact. It's got a little character of its own all by itself there.
Before being debulked, the iceberg measured about 7.5 feet long and 4 feet tall. A 2-foot chunk was lopped off the end so it would fit into a Taku Smokeries tote. The process of getting the iceberg into the tote may have been complicated, involving straps, a forklift, and as many as 6 Taku Smokeries employees. But JEDC Education Coordinator Mary Hakala says getting it out of Mendenhall Lake was even more arduous. Before finding this berg, they tried 2 others, one which melted overnight before they could retrieve it.
We thought we were golden and we had to go for it again. My husband kayaked out, pushed in a berg. It was too large. It grounded in 7 feet of water. He was whacking on it with our ice axe, trying to chop off chunks. So we left it there, hoping that Mother Nature would take its toll and tied it off. And this berg actually was snagged by that line as it floated by.
Taku Smokeries included the berg in a shipment to Seattle this weekend, where it will start its cross-country journey to our nation's capital in the back of a refrigerated truck. Hakala notes its journey started long before that.
It started its journey some 200 years ago as a pile of snowflakes that got formed and under pressure became these globular, beautiful ice crystals and flowed down the valley, calving into Mendenhall Lake.
While in Washington, the iceberg will be displayed alongside permafrost and tundra core samples from the interior, sea ice from the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas, and interactive displays on climate change. Scientists from the Army's Cold Regions Research and Engineering Laboratory will be on hand to explain their research.
These are world-class scientists. It's very fun and exciting. And kids and families will have the chance to touch it, look at it, and also learn a little bit about the science related to glaciers and the permafrost and the warming Arctic.
Hakala and JEDC Executive Director Brian Holst will be making the trip. It's part of JEDC's Springboard program, which is funded by the U.S. Defense Department. More information on the USA Science and Engineering Expo can be found at usasciencefestival.org. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.
There's some blue. There's some blue inside that. There's a blue hue in there anyway.